Last week, Manchester lost one of its senior, respected members, Mrs. Gluckstadt, alayha shalom. And her son, Rabbi Shmuel Menachem, said over by the shiva that Imam Meretz Yisrael called her up and said that unfortunately he had been diagnosed with a serious illness. Can she please daven for him? So she answered, of course, I'll put you onto my chodim list. I'll add you to my chodim list. Sometime later, when the tkufa was a riba, and Baruch Hashem, he was better, he called her up again. He said, Mr. Glutstadt, I'd like to let you know that Baruch Hashem, I'm better. You don't have to daven anymore for me. So she said, okay, I'll take you off my chodim list. And I'll put you onto my moedim list. What's the moedim list? So she said that after davening every day, she says a kapitel tehillim. And then she goes through the whole list of cholim, all the people that she wants to daven for. And when she finishes davening for the cholim, she says mizmer l'soido. And then she goes through the list of all the people that she wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Baruch Hashem, they got better. She goes through a moedim list. And she said, Baruch Hashem, my moedim list is bigger than my cholim list. So Yingeman was there, Choshvi Yingeman, or Chanech Grimblatt was there, he said that by Sori Meinu, he once heard, we know the famous Chazal, Sori Meinu, it says she was Bas Kufk Bas Chof. He once heard, Bas Kufk Bas Chof, the capital Chof in Tehillim is Lam Natzeach Mizmer Le David, Yan Cho Hashem B'yom Tzoro. People know how to say that capital and they cry over it, Yan Cho Hashem B'yom Tzoro, we damn Takish Boruch at the time of Tzoro. But when it comes to Moedim, to say Mizmer L'Soido, not always does everyone know how to say the thanks. Then not always are people as focused as they are when it comes to davening for someone when they know when he's not well. But by Sori Meinu is written, Bas Kuf Kebas Chof, her Mizmer L'Soido was equal to her Lam Natzich Mizmer L'David, Yan Hashem B'yem Tzorah. Her Mizmer L'Soido, Tfilah, her Moedim, her daughter Ribbono Shel Olam was just as good. Hoidah is a tremendous art. To be able to thank, to be grateful, is a tremendous art. My father, Zichat Zadig Gavrocha, Rednik Boros Mishkovei, he, just before he was Nifta, the Sefer, Machzel Yo, one of his Sefer, which he writes on his Tshuvah Svarim, the third Chedik was ready to go to print, Kemat ready, just needed to have Mavteches made. One thing was missing was the Hakdoma. That's it in Hakdomas, but the main Hakdoma for a Sefer, the opening to the Sefer, the hearts for a Sefer, which when you read that Dom of the Sefer, that we didn't have. And my father was Beteva, always, when it was the last minute, when Shav came to push, that's when the Hakdomas were written. Shortly after his Petira, one of my brothers was going through the computer, his computer, and he saw in one of the files, two pages of Hakdoma to Machzel Yo Chelek Gimel. Out of a strange, unusual, we had written a Hakdoma, a beautiful Hakdoma, if I may say so. And he writes there that we know there's something called Seder bin Abrochas. When you're making brochas, there's an order between the brochas. First, you've got a choice of different foods. Then we go and give the highest level brocha first, and then we go to the second, third. We start with Hamoitzi, then Mezoinus, Hagofen, Hoetz, Hadoma, and Shaka. That's the Seder bin Abrochas. And you've got a choice of foods. You're going to go with that Seder. First, you'll make Hamoitzi. If there's no Hamoitzi, you make Mezoinus. If there's Oitz Adoma, then normally Oitz comes first. And finally, bottom of the list is Shaka. So my father asked, why Shakil Nia Bidvore, bottom of the list? Shouldn't that beautiful bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elikin Melech Elom, Shakil Nia Yebidvore, everything comes from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shouldn't that be on top of the list? Shouldn't that be the first bracha, Shakil Nia Bidvore, everything comes from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he answered that Chazal are teaching us how to thank. When someone stays in someone's house and he walks out after being there for a good week or two and he turns to the host and he says, thank you very much for everything you've done for me. You know what that means? It means he doesn't know how to think. Imagine the host returned to him, my pleasure. For example, you gave me a meal and the bed was nicely made when I came and you gave me a key, let me in. Suddenly he has to start thinking. A thanks which is a thanks of everything, which is koil hakoil, which is everything, can't be compared to a thanks which is mefurat, which is going through prat by prat, each point by itself. That's an emissary though. Or though, a thanking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hamotzi lechem in oretz, the specific broch of hamotzi lechem in oretz, is way more above and beyond the shahakil niye bedvori. Even though it's so true and such a wonderful broch, shahakil niye bedvori, and it works on everything. But to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the boiri priya gofen, we've taken the eitz and we've elevated it into the gefen, taken that gefen, made it into a wine, and we can say boiri priya gofen, to be more specific, to more of a ido, that's a much better ido. And with that, my father then went and he thanks, and it's taken, it's an eye opener. Really, I've done so many agdomas, but to see agdomas, I know everyone always thanks, and they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they thank the wives, and they thank the people who helped them. Here he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his children, for his sons, and for the wives of his sons, for his daughters and the husbands of his daughters. And he goes through the whole list. Mamash being mefarit is oido, protest HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you have to thank. Dos is oido. We say every day, at the end of davening, the beautiful tefillah of Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adoin HaKoyl. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's brought down in Mishabura, that when we sing Aleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down in Pamali Shel Ma'ala, V'kulam Oynim V'Oymrim Asher Yom Shekoch Asher Yom Shehashem Elikov, when the Klal Yisrael are standing there saying Aleinu L'Shabeach. And we say Shehei Mishtachvim Level Vorik, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're different to the Omos Oilam. Shehei Mishtachvim Level Vorik, M'spalilim Alei Lo Yeshia, V'anachnu Koyrim U'Mishtachvim U'Moidim. A few years ago in Leil Rosh Hashanah, Ad Ha'ara. Shehei Mishtachvim Level Vorik, they bow down, U'mispalilim elei lo yishiyah, and they daven to a God that doesn't help. V'anachnu, however, us, koirim u'mishtachavim, u'moidim lifnei melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bow down and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehei Mishtachvim Level Vorik, u'mispalilim. So you should say, v'anachnu koirim u'mishtachavim, u'mispalilim lifnei melech malchem lochem. They daven to theirs, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, they u'mispalilim, we u'moidim. So on the way home, one of my children shared with me that just then the Living Emunah 3 had come out, and there he writes in his story number 14, a story which has now become quite famous. A Yid from Eretz Yisrael came to speak in a shul in Monsi, and he shared over his own life story, and he said that he was having a pain in one of his ears, and the pain was excruciating pain, terrible, and he went to the doctor, sent him to professor, sent him to specialists, and they told him in the hospital that the only option that they have for him, they can heal the pain, they can remove the pain, but at the same time, unfortunately, Rachman Islan is going to lose his hearing. Shock. He's going to lose Rachman Islan, one of his Ivorim. The pain will go, he's going to lose hearing in that ear. So he left the doctor's office, and he's walking along the corridors of the hospital, feeling down, feeling so upset, grumbling and mumbling. When after a few minutes coming towards him, he saw a man walking along with crutches and Rahman Islam missing half a leg. And suddenly a light bulb turned on in his head. And he said he had such an inspiration. He turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much for my two healthy feet. My two feet, they work, they go, they walk, they everything's perfect with them. I'm so grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my feet are good and healthy. And a few minutes later, he saw another person walking along with his arm in a sling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my two arms, they work, they can go, they can write, they can move. I'm so grateful to you for all that, for my arms. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask you also that all my Ivorim should be healthy and well. So he went, he saw another person lying in the stretcher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm healthy, I'm well, I can move, I can go, I can get about. And please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me that I should always be healthy and well. So sometime later he went back to the doctor, the professor, he checked him again. And as all good stories go, he said, Baruch Hashem, the professor said he was able to change the diagnosis, and he said, I can heal the pain and then I can help you keep your hearing. So this Rav, he told over the story in Monsi. Moiridik, instead of him, when he realized to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that he does have, suddenly his attitude changed and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him. 2 months later, this Rav in Eretz Yisrael got a phone call from Ida Monsi, and he said, I've got 7 children. 5 of them are Baruch Hashem happily married. 2 of them, 2 older Bokharim, been many years in Shidduchim, they're not yet married. And I've spent the past few years mumbling and grumbling, groaning to the Ribbono Shel Olam, why is it that my two beautiful, such wonderful children, Rachman Litzlan, haven't yet found the Shidduch? And every day after Shemini Esrei, that's all I would do. I would cry to Hashem, Shmorcha, help me, help them, that they should be able to find the right zivuk, they should find the right. And until I heard your drasha, and you've changed my tefillah. And the next, after your drasha, at the end of the next Shemini Esrei, I turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much for my family. And for the first time I stopped and I thought about all the chasodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me. I've got 5 children, happily married, good wives, wonderful children, wonderful einiklich. My 2 boys, even though they're going through a tzara, they're still sitting and learning, they're still so geschmack, they're still so happy. And I focused on all the good, and I turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also please help them, they should get to the full happiness, they should also be able to find their zivuk. I'm so grateful for all that you're doing. So the every Shemini Esrei changed from the mumble and the grumble to the hidor, to the thanks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm so grateful for all that you do, and for all that you are doing, and I daven that you should continue to continuously do that. And last week, the older of my 2 boys became a chosn. After years of being in Shiduchim, 1.5 months after hearing your drasha, the older my 2 boys became a chosn. And last night, the second boy became a chosn. Sheheim mishtachavim lehevel vorik u'mispalelim melei lo yeshia. The goyim, they bow down and they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They beg, they beseech, but they grumble and they mumble. They're begging, they're asking, Baruch Hu, I deserve it. Baruch Hu, help me, give it to me. V'anachnu ha'evas klal Yisrael koyrim u'mishtachavim u'moidim lifnei melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are not just people who just daven and we beg and we just ask, which is the nature of human beings. But we are people who thank, where the Gemara says that a ganav b'machteres, Gemara in Brochus, a ganav when he's in the machteres, when he's in the tunnel, about to steal, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me that I should be matzliach. Make up your mind. If you trust the Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't need to steal. And if you don't trust him, then why are you davening to him? Is the answer, he's davening, he's got the attitude, I'll do what I can. I'll do every bit of a status that comes my way. And one of them is, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him to help me as well. If he either will help me, and either I'll be matzliach myself, or he will help me, but I'll turn to him and that's the lashon of tefillah, that's all I'm doing. I'm just davening. He's just going to beg and beseech and not be able to get his way. But someone who's moideh, someone who thanks, someone who recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at a time when he's not in a sorrow, even at a time when he's not in pain, but you can thank and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize everything comes from you. Why are you turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, at the time of Eidor? At the time of thanks, why are you turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? His answer, I realize and I recognize that everything comes from you, Hashem. So the goyim hei mishtachvim nevel vorik u'mispalelim elei lo yeshia. Va'anachnu ba'as klal Yisrael koyrim u'mishtachvim u'moidim lifnei melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are people that the way we daven is by being moideh, by recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing the beauty in everything that he does, recognizing that everything is chasodim, thanking him, looking and seeing the wondrous ways. Everything comes from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through the Hidol, that's the best way to get out tefillah. When we say, Areinu Hashem chastecho, Shmur Hu shows you chasodim, and we recognize everything is chasodim, then v'yeshach otit anon, he'll send us to you, Yeshua. I shared this thought with my father, and he said that we open up the opening words to Shemini Esrei. Hashem sefosai tiftoch, Shmur Hu opened my mouth, ufi yagid tehilosecho. Open my lips, and let my mouth tell your praises. Ufi yagid tehilosecho. Why was it? I'm about to daven Shemini Esrei. I'm about to daven for Baruch Aleinu, Rafeinu. There's so many tefillahs I'm about to daven. Ufi yagid tefillosecha. Let me let my mouth say your tefillahs. All I need to daven to you. No, our whole Shemini Esrei, the attitude of us Yidden, is Hashem sefosai tiftoch, ufi yagid tehilosecha. Let my mouth share with you your tehillahs, your praises. I'll praise you, Ribbono Shel Olam. You're the Hakol Yochid. You're the All Capable. You're the Almighty, and you can send me so much. And with that, when I say Rafeinu, part of my Rafeinu is to be hoideh, lahalil, is to be grateful to you for all that you do continuously, and I ask and beseech weiter. When we open up the opening words to Musaf and Yom Noiroim, Hineni Aoni Mimas, Nirash V'Nifchad, Mipachad Yoishev Tehillos Yisrael, saying Slichus as well. Yoshev Tehillos Yisrael. Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Yoshev was sitting there waiting Kaviyachol for Tehillos Yisrael, for the praises, for the Tehillos, for the Hidor of Klal Yisrael. That's what Shmuel was waiting for the full recognition that everything comes from Hashem. That's who we are. That's who Yidden are. Yehudim. We refer to as Yehudim, as Yidden. People who are full of Hidor, full of gratefulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hidor is taught us in the Torah. In the Brocha of Ashiyotza. And the Torah brings down this nusach. If Hashem would open one of our Ivorim, or close up that which is meant to be open, it's impossible to stand, to continue and stand in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, afilu shoachas. Asks the Bishyos, what do you mean afilu shoachas? According to some Girsois, nusach svadis, to add in these words, afilu shoachas, the Torah brings it down. What do you mean afilu shoachas? People close their mouths for hours on end, hopefully. Some people know how to do that. You can keep the mouth closed, nothing happens, they survive. How can you say afilu shoachas? Says Beis Yosef, and because of that, Maram Rotham takes out this nusach, afilu shoachas. You can close an Eva and nothing will happen. Says Beis Yosef, the Torah comes to answer this, and he says that what we are referring to in his words, is to Shas Aleida, time of birth. By that time, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens that which is meant to be closed and closes that which is opened. For example, the mouth is closed before Leida, and at the time of Leida, we wait for that bated breath, where the child takes a breath, and now that which has been closed for so long has to open. And if it wouldn't open, then that child wouldn't be able to survive. If it would stay closed, Rachman Islana, Filu Shoach, as even for one moment, if it would stay closed for that little bit too long, it would be impossible to survive if that which is now meant to be open, which has been closed, if that which is meant to be open would remain closed. And that's what we're referring to in our bracha. Asks Beis Yosef, that's a wonderful bracha for the time of birth. But maybe when someone comes by mitzvah, he should get up and now, first opportunity, now he's by mitzvah, he should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'd like to thank you for the fact that at childbirth, when I was born, I survived. But why do we say continuously every day, so many times? How does it come in? In last week's Seder Parashat Kisavoy, the Torah told us the Parashat of Bikurim, where we see how the Torah teaches us how to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you got the farmer who's been planting, and finally Baruch Hashem, his produce is growing, he's got fruit. And he comes and he takes his Bikurim and he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. And he wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the work, the year of work that he's put into it, his toil since Cheshvan, through the winter, through the summer, finally, Baruch Hashem is in Matzliach, he wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gets up and he says, and proclaims it, and he says, Vidoy. And he says, Arami Yoy Vidovi, Lodon Pikish Lacher Isakoil, Beyeret Mitzrayimu. And then now my forefathers went down to Mitzrayim, Yogashom Bim Seymot, as we say on Seder night, Vishom Lekel God Lots Merov, Ayurei Son Amitzrim, and Mitzrim Abad to us, Vidna Leinu Vayde Koshov, and Itzak Reda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he says, Yisein Hashem Yim Mitzrayim, Yod Chazok, Yisrein Yatoiv, Amer Godl. And we go and he sings this whole praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened from the history of the beginning of Klal Yisrael, all the way through Va'ato, and now in the Evesi, Yisrishis Priya Domo. And now finally here, he's brought us to this place, Alamokim Hazeh, and he gave us this land, and now here I brought to you the Rishis Priya Domo, Shana Satali Hashem. That's how we thank. That's how we say thank you. Someone does us a favor and you go all the way back to the Elta Zedas and you go right back. And that's how you can say thanks. And the Torah is teaching us when we are saying bring Yabi Kurim and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu Parnasa. That's how we're meant to be saying thank you. Going back a few years ago, when my brothers got married, Parshas Kisavoy, and my father said over, there's a Gemara in Brochus Nun Chesamed Aleph, which says the difference between an Eirich Toiv and an Eirich Ra. There's a difference between a good guest and a bad guest. Eirich Toiv Ma Oime. What does a good guest say as he leaves his host? Kama Tirchis Torach Balabais Vishvili. The Balabais went out of his way for me. Kama Bosar Evi Lefonai. He brought so much meat in front of me. Kama Yayin Evi Lefonai. Such delicious drinks, wines, whiskeys that he brought up just for me. Kama Gluskois Evi Lefonai. So many delicious delicacies, cakes. B'chol mashet torach, all the bother that the Barabbas went through, loy torach elo b'shvili. All that he did for this delicious suda, loy torach elo b'shvili, did all for me. Aber eure Rama, I mean, what's a bad guess say? Matirech torch balabaise, what did this balabaise do for me already? Pasach zachalti, I just ate one piece of bread. Chtichach zachalti, I just had just one piece of fish. Chayisach hashasisa, I just drank one drink. Kol terech shetarech balabaise, loy tarech elib shvelishto yevonov. All the terechas that he did for his wife and his children. Who's saying the MS? I'm invited to your house for a Shabbos Suda, Friday night. And I walk out, and I say, thank you very much for having me. I understand that you made the Suda for your wife and your children. True. You were anyways making a Suda. I come out there not because you made the Suda. You had a bit extra, you had on a bit more. I'm very grateful. Thank you very much for what you've given me. The Chayre, the Eirich Ra is saying the MS, and the Eirich Toiv, he's being Mugzim. He's going out. That's not true. He didn't make the Suda just for me, he made the Suda for his whole family, and he invited me to come and join. Why is he the Eirich Toiv? No one's the Eirich Ra. And he answered, the Eirich Toiv is turning to his host and he says, it's true, Mr. So-and-so, that you made this Suda all for your wife and for your children. But I know, and I am so appreciative, that even if your wife and children wouldn't have been home this Shabbos, and I would have been in your house, staying in your house, and I wouldn't have had a Suda. You were invited out to Sheva Brochas, and I'm left at home, and I didn't have where to eat. I know you'd have gone out of your way to have done everything exactly as you made it for your family. You would have made it just for me. You'd have baked fresh challahs, homemade challahs for me. You'd have gone and bought the nice, delicious, the best drinks that are available. You'd have made two fishes. You'd have made all the spreads there. You'd have put all the salads and all the dips. And you would have made soup with a lox, with a canadian, like you do for your family. You wouldn't have cut any corners, and the main course would have been absolutely delicious. I know that everything that you did, you would have done it just for me. True that your wife and your children are home as well, and you made it for them as well. But my appreciation is such an appreciation, I understand you would have done it just for me. Comes along this year, and he's bringing up his bikurim. And he wants to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand there's thousands of Eden in Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, hundreds of thousands, millions of Eden in Klal Yisrael. But I understand and I appreciate I am an Eirich Toiv. And I can say thank you to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if for whatever reason, Rahman Etzlan, Beim Tov Shem Pei, there wouldn't be anyone in Klal Yisrael but me, and the continuation of Klal Yisrael would be through me and me myself. Everything you have done from the beginning of the history of the world, from the beginning of the history of us, for the nation Klal Yisrael, you'd have done it all just for me. B'shvili Nivra Olam, you'd have done everything just for me. And Arami Yevedovi, when Lovan Bikish Lachris HaKoyl, you would have made sure that Yaakov Avinu wins, that one day I should be able to be here in this world. And so through Klal Yisrael, through Mitzrayim, and we survived the Spanish Inquisition, we survived the Nazis, we survived everything. So that b'shvili Nivra Olam, for me, I'm so grateful to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is how the Torah teaches us to have Oidot, to be an Eirich Toiv, to be so appreciative of all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So every single time we stand and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that everything's working, our bodily functions work. We're so grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koyel la neshoma talil koch, ezal darashan al kol neshima neshima talil koch. We'd say it twice. Because not only do I have to thank that now, Baruch Hashem, I'm breathing, but really I have to stand here and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only am I breathing now, but a second ago I was also breathing. Because if Chas V'Shalom, Rachmana Litzlon, if I would have been breathing a second ago, I wouldn't be here now to thank you for today's breath, for this minute's breath. So Koyel HaNeshomot HaLikah Lelukah, Koyel HaNeshomot HaKol Neshima Neshimot HaLikah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously, not only for this breath, for all the previous breaths. I'm going to spend here every single time and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every chesed he does. I'm going to go back and say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the breath I had a minute ago, and 2 minutes ago, and 3 minutes ago. I spent all day standing here thanking, and I wouldn't be able to move. Yeah. I have to start somewhere. Do you know where I start? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the second I was born, I took a breath. And if Rahman al-Islam, that breath, I wouldn't have survived, I wouldn't be here today. And I'm thanking you today for now. Part of my ego is not just for now, but it's for the first breath that I breathed, the minute I was born. If you would have opened at that time that which was meant to have been, if you would have closed that which was meant to have been opened, I wouldn't have survived. And therefore today I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for everything from the minute I was born all the way through right till now. And Shulchan Aruch scrolled down, when someone has an ace, he makes a bracha, but when he comes to the mokum shenasad l'inase, baruch shenasad l'inase b'mokum hazeh. And if you had a few nisim, and it's brought down some Rishi Yudches, not only do you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you come to the Mokum Shanasa Le'Nes for the Nes that happened here, But you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every single nes that's happened to you over your past. If you got so you're one of those people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done quite a few nisim, and one nes has happened to you on Berry New Road, another nes happened to you on Berry Older Road once, once happened on Northumberland Street. And when you come to Northumberland Street, you're there once in 30 days, you haven't been there, and you want to say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say, Baruch Shasli Nes Mokam Hazeh, not only for this nes, but for the nes that happened here, and the nes that happened there, and the nes that happened a few years ago, now's the opportunity, because if not for the surviving that one, I wouldn't be able to survive there, wouldn't be here to thank for this one. And that's how we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our Hidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael went to Be'olel Regel, to the Beis HaMikdash, for what purpose did they go? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is missing the Torah. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from them? Why are we being Be'olel Regel? Are we going there to draw Ruach HaKodesh, Kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rejuvenate, recharge our batteries? What purpose to go to the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Pasuk, Sheshomonu Shvotim Shiftei Ko, Lehoidois L'Shem Hashem. We go to the Beis HaMikdash for our opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the chesed he's doing. This is the eye-opener. This is the koyach of our tefillah. If our tefillah is a tefillah of just davening or begging or beseeching, it's wonderful, it's true, we're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the tefillah changes, it's got a whole different perspective. When we stand there, we say, Oido, thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emak Etoiv. Story goes of Ramay Dechfira, very famous medical advisor in Eretz Yisrael, was standing by the Koisel together with someone called Mr. Bodner, very big Gvi. And in front of them was a Yid, Yerushalayim Yid, pouring out his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, crying, bucketing tears. And Ramay Dechfira turned to Mr. Bodner and he said to him, let's make a deal. One turned to the other, so let's make a deal. This man, he either needs a serious refuah for him or his family, or he needs loads of money. Let's go and approach him. If it's refuah, I'll do what I can, and if it's money, you do what you can. No problem. So this poor man sobbing away, and he tapped him on his shoulder and he said, Rabbi Yid, we would like to help you. And he carried on davening. Rabbi Yid, we would like to help you. He said, it's okay, I'm all right. My name is Ramay Dechfira. I can help you if you have any medical issues. No, Baruch Hashem, everyone's healthy and well. He said, he's called Mr. Bodner. He's actually a huge gevir. He can help you as well. He can help you financially if that's the issues. He said, that's also okay. He said, what is your issue? He said, Baruch Hashem, I don't have any issues. I've just married off my last child. And I've come to Ribbono Shel Olam to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm standing here and I'm overwhelmed with emotions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Ribbono Shel Olam for all the chasodim that he continuously showers upon me. It's Lehoides L'Shem Hashem. To be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what I'm so grateful for. They asked Rabbi Victor Miller, what is a birthday about? What are you meant to do? Is there anything special meant to happen on a birthday? Apparently I had birthdays. You meant to celebrate your birthday? So Rav Victor Miller, in his famous, in his beautiful way, he said, yes, a birthday is an opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the past year. Now a year older, it's your opportunity to stop and say, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the whole previous year, for all the chesodim that you showered upon me. We all know that we read Parshas Kisovoy before Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara says, Tich Leshonah V'kil Leiseo. It's got the klalos at the end, the year should end with all its klalos. I would like to add, we learn Parshas Kisovoy before Rosh Hashanah. That's the Tich Leshonah V'Kil Leiseo, Midotayva Meruba. Parshas Kisovoy teaches us how to have Oido, the parash of Oido in the Torah, of being grateful. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, not only are we going to stand and thank and daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the year ahead, I'm going to stop, I'm going to flip, and it comes to Vaneini and Shmein Esra, and I'm about to say Yiyu L'Rotzen, I'm going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for the previous year. And I'll go through the chasodim that have happened to us daily, weekly, monthly, during this year. So many chasodim. I'm so grateful to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad heino azarunu rachamecho. All that you've helped me until now has been kol kuloi rachamecho. Veloi azavunu chasodecho. You haven't abandoned me to your chasodim. And because I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so grateful to you. I know you're the one who can give me everything, who's given me everything until now. Al daven weiter wartet Shena Hashem Elokeinu lenetzach. May you continuously shower upon us. I wish we zeicha to a sechal shona v'rchisel to a year full of brachas. I wish we zeicha that we should be able to continuously see the chasodim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the rachmim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeicha to be a year of shnas gulish shleima for Klal Yisrael. We should be zeicha that we should be a year full of besuris tevis yishoyes v'nechomis. Amen. 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 Amen.